visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for June the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. It says there, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." End of quote. Today's insight gives us two natures of God. Number one, God is faithful. It means he is 100% trustworthy. You can trust him and his words in the Bible. The words in the Bible are God-breathed. All those words came out of God, who is entirely faithful and trustworthy. It goes one more step further. Not only is God faithful and trustworthy, but he also remains loyal to you when you prove yourself faithless. Humanly, it is hard to understand, isn't it? You see, when people's actions are unfaithful, they generally dust off their trust and faith in them as well. It's only human. However, God is different. Even when you become unfaithful or faithless, he remains faithful. It means a lot to you and me in our daily lives. God and all his promises remain faithful to you. This truth empowers you to go back to God and trust in his love, mercy, and forgiveness. You see, if nothing is learned from the story of the prodigal son and his father, this is the lesson you would not forget. Son was not faithful. His father remained faithful to him. You see, the true nature of God the Father in heaven is revealed through that story in Luke chapter 15 from Jesus Christ. Make a note of this. If we are faithless is used in the present tense in the meaning of a settled mind of the absence of obedience and faithfulness toward God. Some of you who are reading and listening today's insight is in a place of settled mind of rejecting or disobeying Christ. You may be remaining unfaithful to him for a while. Listen, he remains faithful. His love, mercy, forgiveness, and promise of eternal life with him in heaven are still available and open for you. He remains faithful. There is only one barrier between you and such a faithful God, and that is this: not making up your mind to come to him if you have never been, or return to him if you went astray. You see, the second nature of God is also highlighted in our insight. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself means he would not change his character. Other translation says because he is true to himself. Bible emphasizes the fact that God never changes. God remains the same all through the ages, yesterday, today, and forever. He and his love, mercy, and faithfulness does not change over time. It does not vary based on your thinking, actions, or circumstances. He remains the same from eternity past to the eternity future. There would be many shocking, shaking circumstances in your life. Everything around you would change. Your friends, dear ones, health, age, and family all are prone to change over the time. Your hope and comfort are on God's unchanging nature. Theologian has a term for it: immutable. God is immutable. He is unchangeable. He is unchangeable over the time. His promises are unalterable. It means the one who loves you remains faithful toward you through the shocking, shaking events of your life. This knowledge alone gives hope, encouragement, and strength to you. Beloved, you may be faced with painful and heartbreaking incidents now. However, God's commitment toward you remains intact. God alone guarantees the security for your life here now and after death. As faithful parents, we think, plan, and act for our own children's future, don't we? And God, your true Father in heaven, loves you more than your earthly parents. He has already thought, designed, and worked for your secure future. That is why he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins and shortcomings on that cross, where he shed his blood as a ransom for you, to make you his own, to bring you to his own home. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I praise and thank you because even when I am faithless, you remain faithful. Faithfulness is your attribute. I know no human can be faithful like you.